There it is. We love the song. Okay, we'll listen to it and sing along, Mary Beth. Howl along.
Oh,
no,
I do.
The dog is.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing.
I like that part.
It
don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out.
I want you to love me like my dog.
And cats.
That's right. Mary Beth Mapp from the Humane Society of York County. Good morning to you. Babies all get nervous about 4th of July fireworks, don't they?
Oh, I'm telling you, and it started already last night. My dogs were all making a bunch of noise. It sounds like bombs.
It does. So what can we do, Mary Beth? I think every year we hit you up and you give us great advice, but what can we do? Is there anything new on the market or advice to folks who have animals and those who are shooting off fireworks?
You know, there is a Soliquin product on the market that is a calming agent, but, you know, whether it works on everybody or not is a question.
Okay.
Most definitely keep your pets inside the house because it's the number one day for loss of pets. You know, they go off.
They run away.
They get scared and startled, and then once they look up to see where they are not near home. It's like wanting to go home with the red slippers. They can't find home. So, yes, and of course, if all else fails, make sure your baby has a tag on their collar and or a microchip, and it's updated so that we can find them if anything happens.
Certainly. Just be careful.
It's a very hard time for them. It is, because they hear things so much better than we do. Mm-hmm. They hear, you know, storms coming days before. So just think of the bombing when it goes off. Though it's very wonderful and festive, it's just something that just affects them negatively.
Yeah, we got to get a little thunder shirt for my guy.
Another great idea. Thunder shirts can be effective
that's
as well.
Tight.
It's your dog's and cat's personality.
That's true. Well, speaking of the 4th of July, we've got some great babies that are up for adoption, and this one is very fitting with the 4th of July. Sergeant Peppers.
Wow, so cute.
Oh. And he is so precious, and what a life this poor boy has had.
Oh, okay.
So he is a handsome neutered tuxedo, and in his short little 3 years of life, he has been hit by a car. So he's a tripod. That means he has three legs and hits his back leg. He has tested FIV positive.
What's that? Oh, feline?
Like AIDS.
Okay.
Oh. Feline AIDS. Oh. But no worries. It doesn't affect his life, per se, as long as he is treated.
Okay.
And you can adapt to a family with other cats. It's okay. The way they transmit is by a really deep bite.
Okay.
So the cats get along, then we're good to go, and they can have a very long, happy life.
Okay.
He was owner-surrendered after a divorce, for Pete's sake.
Jeez Louise.
I know, and that's what I said. Jeez Louise, because this cat needs a break. So are you that person to come and meet Sergeant Pepper today? And we're open 1 to 4. Come in, spend some time with him. He will melt your heart. Now, it does take a little time because he's a little shell-shocked by his life adventures. But what a sweet little man he is.
I love his little face. His eyes seem like he has an old soul.
Doesn't it?
He looks like a military cat.
Yes, he does.
He looks very stern.
Serious.
And
like what else?
Yes, exactly.
Please bring it on, but what else, really?
Oh, man.
This blanket's okay. I'll stay here for a while.
Yeah.
Well,
I know a good family will step up, Mary Beth, to take him, but boy.
So. I hope so, and it's there's so many of them. We jump from about 50 cats to about 150 cats over kitten season.
No kidding.
And it's just been a real whirlwind. So if you are thinking of adding a furry little kitty or a cat to your house, now is the time.
Okay.
It's better for them to be in a home than in a kennel. Then there's a beautiful summer.
Summer's
gosh,
precious.
That looks like a picture on like a greeting card or something.
Isn't
that is gorgeous.
Beautiful?
She has beautiful like leather color fur or something.
Like blondie.
Like a purse.
Yeah.
She's such a trooper. She really is. Summer came to us as a stray, and she appears to be a hound mix, maybe with a little lab in it. Mm. She's about 2, and she's spayed and ready to go. But when she came to us, she has had another rough start.
Oh.
She's recovering from surgery. She's almost healed, which is wonderful. She had a little egg on her hip, and she had some other reconstructive. I know that sounds amazing for a dog, but some reconstructive surgery.
She has a great nose. She had a great nose job.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she came to us and tested heartworm positive.
Okay.
But she has just gone through her treatment, and we have paid for it, so that wouldn't impact the next adopter.
Wow.
All we have to do is be on his monthly preventative, and
okay.
we're good to go.
Cool.
She does need a retesting in 6 months, but that's all that would be involved. She is a typical friendly but goofy hound.
Uh-huh.
When she takes you for a walk. And I say that on purpose. When she takes you for a walk, she leaps with her nose.
Okay.
And she loves to smell everything. That's just a very the character of a hound.
Okay.
Oh.
And ears, too. They're sweet ears.
Oh, my yeah. God.
But they're soft as velvet.
She loves to have fun and play, but she really likes to be close to you.
Okay.
That's wonderful. You know when they're out playing and they're just like, nope, got to check in with mom, got to check in with dad.
Yeah.
You got to love that.
Now, she loves a lot of folks, but she doesn't love our feline friends. Is that right?
No, exactly. She'd like a home without the felines, which is cute. Often we don't know that, so we love to know that. She'd make a terrific companion. So she's just a loving, wonderful girl. Come in and ask about Summer, and she will not let you down. She is one of those dogs where, you know, she's not multicolor or she's not, you know, a striking shape
sure.
per se.
Sure.
So she's looked over. So come and check her out because she is truly a diamond in the rough.
Well, how cool.
I know. She's just a honey bunny.
Okay.
So what's the scoop at the
yep.
Atus YC?
Yeah, something happened on Saturday.
Yes, which is really awesome. So Atus US, so Humane Society of the United States, reached out to us in response to this whole spring we had with the whole distemper scare and the flu coming
mm-hmm.
through and that sort of thing. And they came up with this idea, and we offered to host it at our location. So we're having a vaccine clinic this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and our location is 8177 Regent Parkway. You don't need to make an appointment. It's for dogs and cats, $3 per pet.
Wow,
that's
vaccines.
Great. Okay.
That's pretty impressive. Just show up. Make sure your cat's in a carrier and your dog's on a leash,
okay.
and we will get you all set up so that your baby is all vaccinated. The only thing it doesn't include, we talked about the flu vaccine, but it's very expensive and it's not so troublesome, so we passed on that.
Okay. But can that be included if you choose?
No, we don't have it.
Okay.
It's because of the cost.
Okay.
Okay.
That can be, if in fact you have that issue, you can see a vet or potentially a mobile vet. You just have to call and make sure you ask that question.
All right, that sounds good.
Wow,
yes,
but $3 is not bad.
No, that's a great price.
$3
perfect.
Is
yeah.
phenomenal. And we can talk about other things while on site. Like, for instance, if your pet's not neutered,
okay.
we will set you up. If you're low income, we will get you set up with a voucher so that we can get it done free. If you are not that status, then we will at least talk about low cost spay-neuter. So we want to make sure that all pets this summer are focused on and set up so that there's no additional babies and everybody stays healthy.
Exactly. Okay, good.
And then there's summer fun this summer is going on, which means volunteers are on vacation. And, boy, could we use some help. So if you were thinking about helping at all, now is the time to act. Get involved. There's something for everyone. I say this every week, but I just got to repeat it, is you can walk dogs, socialize cats. You can do laundry. You can help and do customer service at our thrift shop.
Mm.
Tag clothes, organize. If you are an organizer, we would love to talk to you because that's what we need at the thrift shop.
You guys have done a lot of changes. I think that opening up the space in the back has been a great benefit for you.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. And I got to tell you, we could probably use another space.
Okay.
Great.
We have been so gifted and blessed with donations from the local community, and then we turn it around and make money for the baby. So
yeah.
it's a wonderful recycling of items. And if we don't use them or if we can't sell them, we pay it forward to another charity. So we try very hard to keep it rolling.
Okay.
Oh, you're a rock star, Mary
really
Beth.
Are.
You and all those volunteers over there. That's not easy to do day in and day out.
You're
especially
committed.
To
we
see.
We have some amazing
yeah.
people. And, you know, this heat really affects a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So the more hands on deck, the better. Which you know, if you are an active volunteer
yeah.
with us and qualified, tomorrow, we like to give the staff the afternoon off so they can have the holiday. So it is a volunteer-run shop tomorrow. Though it's closed to the public, we still have to get those dogs taken out and make sure the cats have treats and water and so on. So we do a shift in the afternoon. If you're available, stop on in. We'd love to have your help.
What do you need there at the shelter? What kind of stuff can we donate?
We need, always, because of this cat season, we need clay cat litter, which basically means instead of the clumping, it's non-clumping.
Okay.
So any brand works. We don't mind at all. We mix it together and keep on moving. We need kitten chow, and we need bin liners for 55-gallon bin garbage bins.
Okay.
And, of course, always use of bleach. So if you're out and about today and pick up one of those things, you can drop it off. We're open 1 to 4 today. And then we reopen Wednesday to the public 1 to 4.
All right. It's HumaneSocietyOfYorkCounty.org. We love you, Mary Beth. We're so grateful that you helped the babies.
Oh, thank you so much. Of course, can't do it alone. It takes a village. And right. I know that's a bumper sticker, but it really is true.
It does.
Well, you're a good example of it, Mary Beth.
Thank you guys for helping spread the word.
Absolutely. We'll put it on WRHI.com, these pictures of Summer and Sergeant Peppers. And we'll do that coming up later today before noon.
And I think you should sing that song, by the way.
No doubt. Lonely Hearts Club Band.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, have a good 4th, Mary Beth.
Thank you. You too. We'll talk to you again next week.